My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store explaining their dire situation to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Well, what you aiming on doing, Abner?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. I just don't know. I ain't been able to think of a single thing.
Well, didn't Dr. Grill say in that telegram that he wanted you to send a robot to him right away?
Yeah, right away is what he said. Only he never said robot. He just said send in the box.
Oh, that's right. He don't know that you know what's in the box.
Oh, no, no. He told us before he left here not to open that box regardless. So as far as he knows, we don't even know what's inside of it.
Yeah. Well, you sure got yourself into a pigeon toad pickle, I'll say that for you.
Oh, my, yes. Why we ever opened that thing,
what
I'll
do you got
know.
In that sack there? Are you eating some candy?
No, no. This is just some stuff I had wrapped up here to take home to Elizabeth.
Keep running your hand down your coat pocket there. I thought you had a sack full of candy.
No, no. I'm just nervous and excited over poor Robert being gone. Grandpap, I just can't hardly control myself. Dog is, we never ought to have got Robert out of that box and put him together in the first place.
Well, if Dr. Grill wants you to send him the box, why didn't you send it to him? You still got that?
Yeah, I thought about that too, Grandpap. I figured we could just tell Dr. Grill that whatever was inside the box must have fell out and got lost on its way to Washington. But Lum wouldn't agree to it.
Well, why don't you write to him and tell him you sent it to the state of Washington instead of Washington, D.C.?
Well, see, he give us the address in the telegram there where to send it. That wouldn't work, Grandpa.
Couldn't tell him that he crawled out of the box. No, that wouldn't work.
Huh?
I don't know what else to suggest him. Maybe if Robert keeps going, he'll show up in Washington.
Well, I thought about that. Only trouble is he's headed in the wrong direction.
Well, that won't work then.
No, no, he'd have a long circle to get there. Near as we can figure out, he was going west the last time anybody seen him. I just hope somebody stops him before he gets plumb to the Pacific Ocean. He can't swim worth a nickel. I know he can't, he's armed.
No, you never did figure out how to turn that radio control box off, did you?
No, no, I never. I broke off that gadget that was supposed to stop him, you know. It might be stopped, though, for all I know.
I don't know either. I just don't know much about them things.
No, I think it's one of them radio tubes of some kind burned out. It looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wait a minute. There comes old Lum. Maybe he's got some news.
Yeah. Is he still mad at you because you caused all this ruckus?
Well, he don't admire me for it and all that, Grandpap. Try to keep his mind off of that subject as much as you can.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll get him to think about something else.
That's a ticket.
I'll tell him about R.A. Hodgkins losing that prior's bully here.
Mind out. Hey, howdy, Lum. Have you got any good news?
No, but I think I've discovered something that might turn into good news.
Well, good for you. Hooray, what is it?
Well, I went on... Oh, hello, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
Did you hear about R.A. Hodgkins losing his prize bull?
No, I never, Grandpa.
See, Abner, I went over to Squire Skimp's office this morning and got a real estate map of the town from him. Yeah, he's been missing for a couple of days.
Who has, Squire?
No, R.A.'s bull.
Oh?
Claims the rustlers got him. Here's the way I tell you.
Well, Grandpap, we ain't interested in that right now. Go ahead, Lum. What'd you say you got over at Squire Skimp?
A real estate map of Pine Ridge. You know, showing how the streets is laid out and all that.
Lum, this ain't no time for you to be buying real estate.
Well, I ain't aiming on buying no real estate. Wait till I tell you what I wanted with this map.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was figuring on entering it in the county fair next fall.
I was? How'd you enter a map in the county fair?
Oh, I ain't talking about no map. I mean that bull of his is lost.
Oh.
I claims the rustlers got him. Don't my notions, it just strayed off, though, that's all. Here's the way Ari thinks it happened.
Grandpap, will you please forget about that now? Lom's trying to tell me something here.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out, Abner.
Well, I don't need no help now. Go ahead, Lom. What about this map now?
Well, I figured it might help us study up where Robert might have went to if we could get a general idea of the way the land lays and all that.
Yeah, well, we know all that without looking at a map, Lom. We're practical sure that Robert headed out west on that road there that goes out by the Sea Strunkses and the old Telford place.
Yeah, but we followed that road for a good 20 mile, and we never found no trace of Robert. I know he couldn't have gone no further than that at the rate he travels. So we just must have made a mistake somewhere. That's why I wanted to look at the map.
Well, I still don't see how that thing's going to help us.
Well, I'll show you. Wait till I get the map spread out here, and we'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I still don't see, though, how looking at a map's going to help
us.
Hey,
Lum, did you hear about Ari Hodgkins losing his prize bull?
Grandpap, will you hash it up?
All right, now, look here. See, here's Main Street running along here.
Uh-huh.
Got him down the store, be right about there.
Hmm, well, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and here's the road running past the Sea Strunkses and the old vacant Telford place, be about right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, watch this. Look what happens to this road.
What do you mean, what happens to it? Looks all right to me.
Yeah, but don't you notice anything peculiar about it?
No. Somebody on it?
No, it sort of veers off to the right a little bit there. See, right there.
My dog is hit, does, don't it?
Got a curve in it.
According to the map, it does, anyway.
Yeah, it makes a little curve there.
Yeah, see, you know, I've been over that road 1,000 or 100 times, and I sure never noticed that before.
I never did, neither. It ain't enough of a curve to where you can tell it when you're on the road, I reckon, but this map was made by regular surveyors, so it must be right.
Yeah. I still don't see what this has got to do with Robert, though.
Well, don't you see? Except when you make Robert turn right or left at a corner, the only direction he can go is just right straight ahead. Ain't that right?
Yeah, that's right, straight ahead. He set for that last time I seen him.
All right, then. Robert was going along this road here, but right here where the road started turning a little bit, Robert would have kept on going straight. See? He couldn't follow the road.
My dog, that's right, ain't it? Why, sure, yeah. He'd have got clean off the road, wouldn't he?
That's what I say.
Why, sure, he'd have walked right out through the ditch here.
And that's why we never found him. We was looking in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah, look here, by the time now he get to Highway 16 over here, he'd be, he'd be quite a ways from that other road. How far would you say that was from this point right about here over to the road there?
Oh, I don't know, quarter of a mile anyway.
Oh, you wouldn't think that little curve make that much difference.
No, but it does. If you draw a straight line from here on out west and follow that, you'd be bound to find Robert.
Well, I dog it, let's get out and start looking for him then.
That's just what I was going to suggest. I thought we'd call up Cedric, and him and you can go out and look while I watch the store.
Yeah, sure, sure, do it. Ring him up right now. Doggy long. You sure was smart to study this up, you
well,
know.
Well, I don't like to brag on myself, but it was a good piece of headwork, I'll have to admit that.
He deserves a lot of credit for it.
No, just good, smart thinking was all.
Amen.
Taking a man brainy enough to read maps and figure them out and all that.
Amen.
I wouldn't come right out and say I was a genius, though, hardly. Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Weehunt. This is Lum. I'd like to speak to Cedric, please, Mom.
That old Lum is smart.
He went where?
Brainy, that's what he is.
What new idea?
B-R-A-N-Y, Brainy.
Well, yes, I'll be dead blame. No, Mom, I'll more than likely see him when he gets back then.
He's got to win any prize.
Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Now, how do you suppose Cedric could have figured that out?
Figure what out, Lum?
About that road curve. I mean, nothing.
Did Cedric figure out the same thing you did?
Somebody must have told him, a little smart aleck.
Dogas, we got two brainy fellers in Pine Ridge. Well, where's he at, Lum? We better get out there and start hunting.
Well, Cedric's already went out there. Left a couple of hours ago, his mama said.
Well, I do know.
Jiminy, maybe Ari ought to get himself a map and study on it. Might help him locate them rustlers that stole his prize bull. He's aiming on entering that thing in the county fair next fall.
Yeah, we know that, Grandpa.
Taking every cent of money he had to fatten that thing up.
Dogas, I just hope old Cedric does some good out there. We've got to find Robert and send him to Dr. Grill.
Yeah, if we don't, he's liable to have us arrested for tampering with personal property or something.
Oh, my
God. Yes, sir, he's aiming on entering him in the county fair next fall. Figure he had the blue ribbon all cinched, he said.
Grandpap, for the land's sakes, I wish you'd stop telling us about that. We got things a heap more serious to worry about than Ari Hodgkins or his lost bull. If you bring that up one more time, I'm going to whop you. Doggies, wait a minute. Look at there. There's old Cedric running for all he's worth. He must have found Robert. Doggies, he's a gore. Good old Cedric. I knowed he could do it. I knowed he'd help us. Come in here, Cedric.
Howdy, fellas.
Did you find him?
Boy, I'm high out of breath.
Yeah, well, tell us what happened, Cedric. Hurry up.
I found Robert, all right.
I knowed it. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah, I sure did. Where was he at,
yeah,
Cedric?
Yeah, where'd you find him, Cedric?
He was laying down in that deep ditch there beside the highway.
Highway 16?
Yes, Mom.
We were just talking about that a minute ago. Recollect, Lum?
Yeah, I had it figured right, it looks like.
Is he all right? Was he hurt any, Cedric?
No, Mom, I think he's all right.
Good.
I almost missed him, though, because the weeds there's growed up so high I never seen him. Just might not walk right on past.
Well, just so you found him, that's all I care about.
Found something else there. Too.
Something else?
Yes, well, about 30 foot to the right, there's a same ditch I found a big bull.
Found a bull? That must be R.A. Hodgkins.
And he was dead.
Well,
looked like he'd been hit an awful whop on the head.
Oh, my goodness. Robert, why did you do it? Why did you do that?
Grannies, now we're into it. Trouble, trouble, nothing but trouble.